Harihi Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryan Karavavahai Tejasvi Navaditamastama Vidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Chapter 22, Qualities of Sri Krishna Explained. Verse 21, 202, page 88. He who is the source of all the avatars is called, quote, the seed of the avatars, end quote. Srila Jiva Goswami. The word avatari means the aggregate of all avatars, end quote. He who possesses all the avatars, or in whom all the avatars reside. This is because of his being complete, compared to all the avatars. This is shown in the following statement. All the lists of the incarnations of Godhead submitted herewith are either plenary expansions or parts of the plenary expansions of the Supreme Godhead. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.28. 2.1.203. An example from Gita Govinda. I offer my respects to Krishna, who takes 10 forms, who rescues the Vedas as Matsya, supports the world as Kurma, lifts the earth as the lower regions as Varaha, pierces Hiranyakashipu as Nrisimha, tricks Bali as Vamana, destroys the warriors as Parasurama, conquers Ravana as Ram, pulls his plow as Balaram, distributes mercy as Buddha, and kills the rascals as Kali. So, some people may have a misunderstanding when it comes to Buddha. Srila Prabhupada. Right? 58. The original source of all incarnations. Jayadev Goswami in his Gita Govinda has sung as follows. The Lord has saved the Vedas in his form as a fish, and he has borne the whole universe on his back in the form of a tortoise. He has picked up this earthly planet from the water in the form of a boar. He has killed Hiranyakashipu in the form of Nrisimha. He has cheated Bali Maharaj in the form of Vamana. He has annihilated all the dynasties of the Kshatriyas in the form of Parasurama. He has killed all the demons in the form of Lord Rama. He has accepted the great plow in the form of Balarama. He has annihilated all the atheistic persons in the form of Kalki. And he has saved all the poor animals in the form of Lord Buddha. Srila Jiva Goswami. The author quotes Gita Govinda in order to show how a great personality has summarized the statements of the Bhagavatam. The highest scripture and the highest proof. 2.1.204. He gives liberation to... Okay, so this is going to be the next quality. So then here, as we see, is establishing that all incarnations are coming from Krishna. So that's a quality that he has. So even if you take it up to Mahanarayan, up to Mahanarayan, it'll have that quality, that all the incarnations are coming from them. Just like in Kiradakshaya Vishnu, all these incarnations are coming. But we have to appreciate that Krishna, he's the source of all those from whom all the incarnations are coming. So he's the original. Okay? 2.1.204. He who gives liberation to those he kills is called giver of the goal to those he kills. Srila Jiva Goswami. Liberation mentioned in this definition is representative only, and should be understood to include giving bhakti to persons such as Putana as well. This has been indicated with Ami Krishne Kilad Bhuta. These qualities become more astounding in Krishna. Right? So in others, then it's special. right? Mm-hmm. He's killing the demons, they're getting liberation and all that. But you see, in Krishna, they become even more special. Right? Like that. Because Jaya Vijaya have been killed so many times before, but when Krishna kills them, then you get that particular effect. Mm-hmm. Or then Krishna killing Putana, she gets devotion. Like this. So it takes on something even more with Krishna. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Qualities such as giving liberation. Is this 2140, that's Bhagavatam? Or that's the nectar devotion?
No, this is
and at the end of Jiva Goswami.
Yeah, this is Bhagavatam.
Okay, so we should put in that SB there. So we know that's a verse. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Qualities such as giving liberation to the enemy actually belong only to Krishna. Since the ordinary forms of Narayan possess ordinary qualities of awarding a goal to the enemy. Footnote 16. In the commentary in verse 40, it is to explain that Narayana gives swarga to the enemy. He is the source of the Purusha avatars, but he is not avatari. So we see as Krishna specifically gives liberation. The others then, they go to the heavenly planets and this and that. That's why you see Hiranyakashipu and all them, then they all get, you know, nice situations after that. Right? Does that make sense? There's other explanations as well, but in this context they're showing about how at the uniqueness of Krishna.
So it says ordinary goals, that means the material thing.
Yeah, but it says you get the goal. So the quality is the giver of goal to he who kills. Right, so then liberation is a goal, bhakti is a goal. Right, it's the fifth purusharta. Right, so with Krishna you see the fourth and fifth. But when you see these others, then they'll give that third, the dharma, because artha and kama, if you have dharma, you have the other two. So then they generally attain to the heavenly planets. Okay. 21205. O topmost jewel. Though you give the pavargas of defeat, pa, foaming mouth, fa, bondage, ba, fear, bha, and death, ma, to your enemies, you give them the opposite, apavarga, or liberation as well. Srila Prabhupada. 59. Krishna gives salvation to the enemies that he kills. Okay, so this is all... Yes. Another name for salvation is apavarga. Apavarga is the opposite of pavarga, or the various miserable conditions of material existence. The word pavarga indicates the combination of five Sanskrit letters, pa pa ba pa ma. These letters are the first letters of the words for five different conditions as described below. The first letter, pa, comes from the word para bhava, which means defeat. In this material struggle for existence, we are simply meeting defeat. Actually, we have to conquer birth, death, disease, and old age. And because there's no possibility of overcoming all these material conditions, due to the illusion of Maya, we are simply meeting with parabhava, or defeat. Mm-hmm. The next letter, pa, is taken from the word pena. Pena is the foam which is found on the mouth when one is very tired, as is commonly observed with horses. The letter pa comes to, so everybody's very tired, right? They work very hard, they get very tired. Therefore, the idea of vacations and about retiring when you get older sound very, very good. So people who get there, then they find it very boring, but whatever. Right? That's because of the pa bharga, right? You know. The letter ba comes from the word bandha, or bondage. Ba is taken from the word bhiti, or fearfulness. Ma is taken from the word mriti, or death. So the word pavarga signifies our struggle for existence and our meeting with defeat, exhaustion, bondage, fearfulness, and at last, death. Yeah, sounds like a great journey. You know, someplace to really invest your time and effort, right? Apavarga means that which can nullify apavarga means that which shall nullify all of these material conditions. Krishna is said to be the giver of apavarga, the path of liberation. 2106. Another example. O Murari, it is truly astonishing that the demons who wage war with you, with all their energy not being destroyed, are transformed by you into friends and attained liberation. Srila Prabhupada. For the impersonalists and the enemies of Krishna, liberation means merging into the Supreme. The demons and the impersonalists do not care for Krishna, but Krishna is so kind that he gives this liberation even to his enemies and to the impersonalists. There is the following statement in this connection. Quote, O Murari, Krishna, how wonderful it is that although the demons, who are always envious of the demigods, have failed to penetrate your military flanks, they have penetrated the region of Mitra, the sun globe. End quote. The word Mitra is used metaphorically. Mitra means the sun globe, and Mitra also means friend. The demons who opposed Krishna as enemies wanted to penetrate his military phalanx, but instead of doing this, they died in battle, and the result was that they penetrated the planet of Mitra, or the sun planet. In other words, they entered into the Brahman effulgence. But the example of the sun planet is given here because the sun is ever illuminating, like the spiritual sky, where there are innumerable illuminating Vaikuntha planets. The enemies of Krishna were killed, and instead of penetrating Krishna's phalanx, they entered into the friendly atmosphere of the spiritual effulgence. That is the mercy of Krishna, and therefore is known as the deliverer of his enemies also. Right? Because the sun, you have the sun god, so you get the sun, right? And they enter into there. But Krishna, then he himself is giving that liberation. And so that effulgence off of him, that's the Brahma Jyoti. Right? And so then as a friend, they enter into there. Srila right? Jiva Goswami. Mitra can also mean the sun. Therefore, the meaning can also be, you do not destroy the enemies. They surpass the sun planet and attain liberation. 21207. He who attracts the Atmaramas is self-explanatory. 21208. O Madhava, though I am a pure Paramahamsa without desires, by smelling the fragrance of the great herbs of your pastimes, I have been transformed into a devotee and am thirsty for the rasa of bhakti. Srila Prabhupada. 60. The attractor of liberated souls. There are many examples of how Krishna attracted even great liberated souls like Sukadeva Goswami and the Kumaras. In this connection, the following statement was given by the Kumaras. Quote, how wonderful it is that although we are completely liberated, free from desire, and situated at the stage of Paramahamsa, we are still aspiring to taste the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Srila Jiva Goswami. The word Sharanga means the chataka bird, and the devotees who sing sweet songs, Sharam Gai. The usage is found in the following verse. The Lord's chest is the abode of the goddess of fortune. His moon-like face is the drinking vessel for the eyes which hanker after all that is beautiful. His arms are the resting place for the administrative demigods. And his lotus feet are the refuge of pure devotees who never talk or sing of any subject except his lordship. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.11.27. Sarasay can be divided into sa, modifying mahao, sadhi. And rase, or can be kept as one word, sarase, meaning lotus. Thus, the second meaning of the verse is, smelling the great powerful herbs of your pastimes has turned me, a Paramahamsa, great swan, into a chataki bird, and has made me desirous of the lotus. How astonishing this is, katam. The astonishment becomes doubled because there are two meanings caused by the pun in the verse. But so, that's the thing in here is that in the means, depending how you take it, then the different meanings of the words, you can come up with these different understandings. But they're direct meanings, and they're both correct. Mm-hmm. Right? Well, the impersonalists, they take indirect meanings and try to come up with something. So this is, that leaves out the poetic aspect. They're just taking different meanings. Mm-hmm. They're just coming up with meanings that aren't direct. But within direct, as we see, one word can have many meanings or how you break the word. Like that. Yeah? And they all match nicely with the philosophy, yes.
Mark, within the Vedic statement, is any direct meaning correct?
What you'd have to see is which direct meanings apply, because a word has synonyms. So you have to see which ones apply, that would be correct. And which ones don't apply, then that wouldn't be. So generally you see is that the acharyas, they can take all of the synonyms and show how it all connects to Krishna.
Like the Atmaranta,
yes.
Kind of gives all the meanings.
Yeah, so you can bring them all there. You know, they can all connect. But generally there'll be a particular usage that you're using, the more obvious of it. But it also has, like you said, these puns where you can use other aspects. So you have to see that, you have to see the context so that you're not doing word jugglery, so that you're coming up with a meaning that's not in the context. Right? You know, as we said before, is that if the Lord, you know, being transcendental, you know, if the Lord with all his qualities is transcendental, and he's the cause of all the material things, so he has no material qualities, then you have to understand that he has spiritual qualities. You can't take it that, no, the meaning is he has no qualities at all. Because that doesn't match with the rest of what's being said.
That goes back to the different levels of the Abhidha.
Yeah.
The material levels of the devotion.
Yeah. So you can see is that they're explaining seemingly contradictory positions, but those aren't contradictory if you look at it from the spiritual platform. Mm-hmm. So then it has to be understood that way. But if you take it from the material platform, then you're going to end up with all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when the demons, they blasting the Lord, and then the charis, they explain.
Yeah, yeah.
So this will be an example of also of, they actually know what the demons actually said.
Just bringing out is that how glorious Krishna is. So you can see at least in Jaya and Vijay that there is that they're devotees, but they're coming and playing the part of a demon. So they're going to say things so it sounds very demoniac, but at the same time they're glorifying the Lord. Yeah. 2:1-2:09. Now the four extraordinary qualities of Krishna are illustrated. Because right, up to there, up to that 60, then even Mahanarayan has those. Like that. But these four qualities won't be there. So that's why we see is that they all apply up to there, but then they also, even he comes from Krishna. Even he attracts their attention. But Krishna and Braj attracts the attention of Krishna and Dwarka.
You mentioned up to Mahanarayan. What's the position of Baladev?
He's the source of Mahanarayan, so it includes him. But the point is Krishna is then beyond that position.
Okay.
Now the four extraordinary qualities of Krishna are illustrated. The sweetness of Krishna's pastimes from the Brihad Vamana Purana. Though all of my pastimes are very attractive and profound, when I remember the Rasa Leela, I cannot explain what happens to my mind. Srila Prabhupada, 61, performer of wonderful activities. In the Brihad Vamana Purana, the Lord says, quote, although I have many fascinating pastimes, whenever I think of the Rasa dance, which I perform with the gopis, I become eager to have it again. Jiva Goswami, two examples are given for showing the supreme position of Krishna's pastimes. To point out the uniqueness of his pastimes. His pastimes are actually depicted to perfection in the Bhagavatam, and thus they are not quoted here. The word prajya in the present verse, quoted, means profound, and Pariksit has made two statements in this regard. My Lord, Sukadev Goswami, all the various activities exhibited by the incarnations of the personality of Godhead are certainly pleasing to the ear and to the mind. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.7.1. And simply by hearing of these activities, the dirty things in one's mind immediately vanquish. Generally, we are reluctant to hear about the activities of the Lord. But Krishna's childhood activities are so attractive that they are automatically pleasing to the mind and ear. Thus, one's attachment for hearing about material things, which is the root cause of material existence, vanishes. And one gradually develops devotional service to the Supreme Lord. attachment for him, and friendship with devotees who give us the contribution of Krishna consciousness. If you think it fit, kindly speak about these activities of the Lord. 10.7.2. You know, so it's showing that what's beyond. You know, he's the Lord, he's done all these things, but he's wonderful pastimes. That's then what's so special. You know, all these other qualities are there, but when they're applied in pastimes, that's what's special. 2.1.2.10. Another example. Let the exquisite pastimes of Narayana and the avatars which cause bliss to the world appear in this universe. But the taste of the Rasa Lila, which causes astonishment, even in Hari, is filling my heart with inconceivable astonishment. Srila Prabhupada. One devotee has said, I know about Narayana, the husband of the goddess of fortune, and I also know about many other incarnations of the Lord. Certainly all the pastimes of such incarnations are exciting to my mind, but still the pastimes of the Rasa Lila performed by Lord Krishna himself are wonderfully increasing my transcendental pleasure. 2.1.2.11. Krishna is surrounded by devotees with intense prema, the 10th canto. When you go off to the forest during the day, a tiny fraction of a second becomes like a millennium for us because we cannot see you. And even when we can eagerly look upon your beautiful face, so lovely with its adornment of curly locks, our pleasure is hindered by our eyelids, which were fashioned by the foolish creator. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.31.15. Srila Prabhupada. 62. Krishna is surrounded by loving devotees. When we speak of Krishna, Krishna is not alone. Krishna means his name, his qualities, his fame, his friends, his paraphernalia, his entourage. All of these are included. When we speak of a king, it is to be understood that he is surrounded by ministers, secretaries, military commanders, and many other people. Similarly, Krishna is not impersonal. In his Vrindavan Leela especially, he is surrounded by the gopis, the cowherd boys, his father, his mother, and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. In the 10th canto, 31st chapter, verse 15 of Srimad Bhagavatam, the gopis lament, My dear Krishna, during the daytime when you go out to the forest of Vrindavan with your cows, we consider one moment to be 12 years, and it is very difficult for us to pass the time. And again, when you come back at the end of the day, by seeing your beautiful face, you are so much attracted that we are unable to stop looking upon you constantly. At these times, when there is occasional blinking of our eyelids, we condemn the Creator, Lord Brahma, as a dunce, because he does not know how to make perfect eyes. In other words, the gopis were disturbed by the blinking of their eyes, because for the moment that their eyes were closed, they could not see Krishna. I think you need to end there.
Krishna.
This means that the gopis' love for Krishna was so great and ecstatic that they were disturbed by even his momentary absence. You seem to have a lot of these Krishnas here where it's the A is smaller than the rest of it. Is that how it's supposed to be?
No, just we couldn't convert the font.
Yeah, no, it's always funny like that. It'll do everything but that one letter or... Yeah, it's always... Computers are wonderful.
The ones with dot are bigger. The ones with the
latte. Oh, I see. Okay, so they're bigger, and so the A is normal size. The other ones are bigger. Okay, so we were finding fault in the A, but it's actually it's in the RSN. Yes, okay. This means that the gopis' love for Krishna was so great and ecstatic that they were disturbed by even his momentary absence. And when they saw Krishna, they were also disturbed. This is a paradox. Right? They can't see him because he's not there, and even when he is there, then they can't see him when they blink. So they get upset at all these points. Jiva Goswami. This example shows that the great love of devotees, by showing their hankering, which is not seen anywhere else. The following special position of Krishna's devotees should also be noticed. How greatly fortunate are Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd men, and all the other inhabitants of Brajabhumi. There is no limit to their good fortune, because the absolute truth, the source of transcendental bliss, the eternal supreme Brahman, has become their friend. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.32. Neither Lord Brahma, nor Lord Shiva, nor even the goddess of fortune, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deliverer from the material world, such mercy as received by Mother Jashoda. And because of that devotion and all that, so it'll have that complete aspect is there. While Brahma and Shiva, then we'll see, is that, you know, they'll be great devotees, but they're not going to have that same kind of full and intense affection, like was mentioned before. Affection. And we see is even Lakshmiji is there, because of being the wife, then there's also going to be that aspect because of the Swakya aspect, that then she becomes, you know, it'll fluctuate between her drawing that attention and giving service. Does that make sense? No?
So it's not as urgent.
It means that, yes, it's not as urgent, or as explained in connection with the queens, is that there's that aspect of 50-50 kind of aspect. Then you also have is that Lakshmi then is going to have that opulence aspect, and so that's not because it's just his energy. So it's the devotion that's there. So that she has devotion, that's what's attractive. But that she's the goddess of fortune, that's not why she's attractive, because she's just his energy. Does that make sense? But at the same time, he's always with his energy. That's why he's always with Lakshmi. Does that make sense? Yeah. So that feature is there. So even, you know, you see Krishna, he has the Srivatsa. So Lakshmi is there. So she's always with him because he always has his energies. But in the pastime, sometimes he's with Radharani, sometimes not. Does that make sense? Here is the Supreme Person who is considered the impersonal Brahman by great sages, the Supreme Personality of Godhead by devotees, and a product of material nature by ordinary men. Now these boys who have performed many, many pious activities in their past lives are playing with that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.12.11. The gopis receive benedictions from the Lord that neither Lakshmi Devi nor the most beautiful dancers in the heavenly planets could attain. In the rasa dance, the Lord showed his favor to the most fortunate gopis by placing his arms on their shoulders and dancing with each of them individually. No one can compare with the gopis who receive the causeless mercy of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.47.60. 2.1, 2.12. Right, so nothing else, no one else can compare to Mother Jashoda, and even amongst those, then no one can compare to the gopis. Mm-hmm. 2.1, 2.12. Another example. Killer of Aga, in your association, the night of Brahma has passed like half a moment for the cowherd women. Now, in separation from you, so half a moment means, because a moment is what you perceive. Half a moment was, it wasn't even enough to perceive. Right? You know. Now, in separation from you, half a moment has become as long as Brahma's night for them. Srila Prabhupada. One gopi expressing herself to Krishna says, when we meet you at night, we consider the duration of night to be very small. And why speak of only this night? Even if we had a night of Brahma, we would consider it a very short time. End quote. We get an idea of Brahma's day from the following statement of Bhagavad Gita 8.17. By human calculation, 1,000 yuga cycles taken together is Brahma's one day, and such also is the duration of his night. End quote. The gopis said that even if they could have that duration of night, it would still not be sufficient for the meeting with Krishna. Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī. According to, so what's being brought out here is the quality of intensity of that love that the Brajvasis have. So that's why Krishna has these qualities beyond what the others have. Because you don't see this aspect of separation in that isn't really seen as something important to others. Mm-hmm. It's not a feature in any other sampradaya. It's just not something that they bring. You know, when it's that time, then the Lord's performing his pastimes, he takes rest, and then they all go back, they all take rest, and it's just part of the natural pastime, so they're comfortable with it. Because they're always absorbed in the Lord, so they're on the transcendental platform. They're good. But here we see is that they have that aspect of that absorption in Krishna is so great that then they have this feeling of separation. Yeah? Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī. According to some people, this verse is an explanation of the verse starting Brahmā rātram upāvṛte, describing the end of the rasa lila. After an entire night of Brahmā had passed, Lord Krishna advised the gopis to return to their homes, although they did not wish to do so. The Lord's beloved consorts complied with his command. Śrīdhar Swāmī agrees with this statement in his commentary on Kamar Dita Shashankascha Sagano Vishmito Bhavat, Srimad Bhagavatam 10:33:18. We should on this put the period after the like that. Yeah. Other statements of Bhagavatam are not contradictory. For example, it says, so when they're talking about it, it seems like you know, that even though could be a time of Brahma, it still is only a moment. It's referring to this verse, where it's explaining that they danced actually for a night of Brahma. Mm-hmm. And still, for them, it was just a half a moment. For example, Dear Uddhava, all of those nights that the gopis met with me, their most dearly beloved, in the land of Vrindavan, seemed to them to pass in less than a moment. Bereft of my association, however, the gopis felt that those same nights dragged on forever, as if each night were equal to a day of Brahma. Srimad Bhagavatam 11:12:11. Right, so again, that has that element of, so other statements, it's talking about that the time experience is like a day of Brahma or a night of Brahma. It's the same length of time. Does that make sense? Yeah. And here it's saying that all the days. So each day was like that. And if even you take all the days together, it still had the same effect. You take one night, it's the light length of the night of Brahma, it's like half a moment. But if you take all the days that they danced with Krishna and put them all together, it still was like half a moment. So you're going to end up with the same experience. 2:1, 2:13. The sweetness of the flute from the Bhagavatam. Okay, so this is the next quality. O pious Mother Jashoda, your son, who is expert in all the arts of herding cows, has invented many new styles of flute playing. When he takes his flute to his bimba-red lips and sends forth the tones of the harmonic scale in variegated melodies, Brahma, Shiva, Indra, and other chief demigods become confused upon hearing the sound. Although they are the most learned authorities, they cannot ascertain the essence of that music, and thus they bow down their heads and hearts. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:33:15. Srila Prabhupada, 63, Krishna's attractive flute. In the 10th canto, 35th chapter, verse 15 of Srimad Bhagavatam, the gopis tell Mother Jashoda, when your son plays on his flute, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Indra, although they are supposed to be the greatest learned scholars and personalities, all become bewildered. Although they are all very great personalities, by hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, they humbly bow down and become grave from studying the sound vibrated. So it's just a matter of, because he is the source of music, so whatever subtleties are possible, there's unlimited aspects, and so he can go on and present these. While Brahma, Indra, and Shiva, they'll know music to a very great degree. But they won't know it to the degree Krishna does. So therefore, even his playing of his flute will bring out, they'll become bewildered because they don't even understand the full of what you can do with all these different, you know, the notes and how they work. Does that make sense? Yes. And he's always doing more, unlimitedly more and more. So they're always, yeah. Srila Jiva Goswami. Other verses such as the following should be taken into account as examples. When the rivers hear the flute song of Krishna, their minds begin to desire him. And thus the flow of their currents is broken and their waters are agitated, moving around in whirlpools. Right, so the water's not flowing anymore, it's just going in whirlpools. It's not moving forward anymore. Then, with the arms of their waves, the rivers embrace Murari's lotus feet, and holding on to them, present offerings of lotus flowers. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:21-15. Savana Shaha means again and again. Kashmalam means bewilderment. Anishchita Tattva means they were not able to determine what it was. So then they just can't. It's just again and again, whatever it is, all the different points they can't appreciate. Means not that they appreciate, but they don't understand. They can't determine what it is. But they're very appreciative because they, being so expert in music, they know that this is even more. You know, it's just like you have musicians and there's a standard and everybody's there and they're all good and everyone accepts. Then somebody comes along who's even better, that even they are amazed. How do they come up with this? Mm-hmm. Even have that, you know, that, so Krishna's being the source of music, then he can always do that. 2:1-2:14 Translation. Another example from Vidagdha Madhava. The sound of Krishna's flute wandered everywhere, piercing through the shell of the universe. It stopped the clouds, amazed the Gandharva Tumburu, broke the meditation of the yogis headed by Sananda, astonished Brahma, made Bali unsteady by longing, and made Ananta dizzy. So everybody is amazed by this. Srila Prabhupada. In his book, Vidagdha Madhava, Srila Rupa Goswami thus describes the vibration of Krishna's flute. Quote, the sound vibration created by the flute of Krishna wonderfully stopped Lord Shiva from playing his dindima drum. And the same flute has caused great sages like the four Kumaras to become disturbed in their meditation. It has caused Lord Brahma, who was sitting on the lotus flower, for the creative function to become astonished. And Anantadev, who was calmly holding all the planets on his hood, was moving in this way and that due to the transcendental vibration from Krishna's flute, which penetrated through the covering of this universe and reached to the spiritual sky. Srila Jiva Goswami, the flute by its sound spread everywhere and pierced the shell of the universe. Then the different effects are shown. Because the flute's extraordinary nature, it affected everyone in this manner. Tumburu became amazed. That was stated in the previous verse quoted. In place of the word vismerayan, it caused astonishment. The alternative form, vishmapayan, it caused astonishment in them, is found, which is the correct form.
I have a question about the last one. It means every pure devotee is hearing Krishna's flute.
It's when he plays the flute.
Means the human, but also the animal, the rivers we have seen.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody can hear.
And when Krishna was playing flute,
at least all the devotees.
Means in any part of the cosmos.
Yeah. The sound goes up. No, there's studies done on sounds on which which sounds go higher? You know, which sounds, which languages? So depending on the language, you talk at a certain sound level, yeah. You know, then it rises to a particular height, but you can hear it at that level. So Sanskrit rises to the highest. Yeah. Like that. I would expect that this English would probably be quite low on this.
You don't look for
that. Yeah. So sound goes up. So it's just the way it is. It's Krishna's will. So it penetrates everywhere. Just as Krishna's everywhere, so is flute playing everywhere.
We're still going on.
It's always going on.
You can't hear it?
this is a thinking.
2:1, 2:15. The sweetness of his form from the third canto. The Lord appeared in the mortal world by his internal potency, Yoga Maya. He came in his eternal form, which is just suitable for his pastimes. This form is wonderful for even the Lord himself in his form as the Lord of Vaikuntha, because it is the highest perfection of beauty, enhancing the beauty of all ornaments. Srimad Bhagavatam 3:2:12. 64. Krishna's exquisite beauty. In the third canto, second chapter, verse 12 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Uddhava tells Vidura, "My dear sir, Krishna's form was most wonderful when he appeared on this planet and exhibited the potency of his internal potency. His wonderful attractive form was present during his pastimes on this planet, and by his internal potency he exhibited his opulences, which are striking to everyone. His personal beauty was so great that there was no necessity for his wearing ornaments on his body. In fact, instead of the ornaments beautifying Krishna, Krishna's beauty enhanced the ornaments." Srila Jiva Goswami. This verse is a continuation of the previous Bhagavatam verse describing the Lord's form. Yoga Maya refers to the Lord's Achintya Shakti arising from his Swarup. The Lord has appeared in this world by the show of power of his Yoga Maya, and in that manner is able to show greatness in his pastimes among humans. Martya Lilao Paikam, showing great attractiveness in pastimes with a two-handed form. This is astonishing for he who knows your other forms spread in all time and place and space, Narayana. And it is astonishing even for yourself, Svasya. So Narayana, even though he knows everything and is spread everywhere, he's still astonished. And it's so wonderful that even Krishna himself is astonished. For no one has ever seen anything so beautiful, because this form is the highest level of the perfection of beauty, Saubhaga Ridhe. Because even ornaments to become enhanced, causing even ornaments to become enhanced in beauty, Bhushana Bhushanangam. 2:1, 2:16. Another example from the 10th canto. Dear Krishna, what woman in all the three worlds wouldn't deviate from religious behavior when bewildered by the sweet, drawn-out melody of your flute? Your beauty makes all three worlds auspicious. Indeed, even the cows, birds, trees, and deer manifest the ecstatic symptoms of bodily hair standing on end when they see your beautiful form. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:29-40. Srila Prabhupada. Regarding the attractiveness of Krishna's bodily beauty and the sound vibration of his flute, in the 10th canto, 29th chapter, verse 40 of Srimad Bhagavatam, the gopis address Krishna as follows. Quote, although our attitude towards you resembles loving affairs with the paramour, we cannot but wonder at how no woman can maintain her chastity upon hearing the vibration from your flute. And not only women, but even strong-hearted men are subject to falling down from their position at the sound of your flute. In fact, we have seen that in Vrindavan, even the cows, the deer, the birds, the trees, everyone has been enchanted by the sweet vibration of your flute. and the fascinating beauty of your person.
Mm-hmm.
2.117. Another example from Lalita Madhava. What is this great abundance of sweetness that has appeared, never experienced before, and so astonishing? Gazing upon it, I become greedy to possess it. I desire to enjoy it with zeal like Radha. Srila Prabhupada. In Rupa Goswami's Lalita Madhava, it is said, one day, Krishna happened to see the shadow of his beautiful form reflected on the jeweled foreground. Upon seeing his bodily reflection, he expressed his feelings. Quote, how wonderful it is that I have never seen such a beautiful form. Remember, because he's Navayovana. So there's always newer and newer qualities every moment. So, so even that he's seen himself in the mirror, when he sees again, it'll be new. Right? Yeah. Upon seeing his body reflect, okay. Although it is my own form, still like Radharani, I am trying to embrace this form and enjoy celestial bliss. This statement shows how Krishna and his shadow reflection are one and the same. There is no difference between Krishna and his shadow reflection, nor between Krishna and his picture. That is the transcendental position of Krishna. Srila Jiva Goswami. So that's why the picture, if Krishna is becoming so absorbed by his reflection, and Prabhupada is pointing out in the picture also, which gives so much nice detail, so then we can understand it's non-different, so we should always remember that they're also non-different from Krishna, the pictures. So it's not that only if it's an archa deity, then it's Krishna. Srila Jiva Goswami. Seeing his reflection with beautiful form on a jeweled wall, Krishna developed greed for it. His desire increased at every moment because of the sweetness of the form. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Sometimes Krishna would see his reflection on a polished stone of Govardhan and become attracted. And that's in Vrindavan. So we saw before is that, you know, this was in how you say? Yeah. And then here we see even in Govardhan, you know, if the polished stone is there, then he sees, then he becomes attracted. 2.1.2.18. Only a small portion of the qualities of Krishna, who is an ocean of the multitude of astonishing auspicious qualities, have been shown here. So this is just a small part. You know, 64, because that's the poetic number for these qualities like this, when you're dealing in arts and qualities and all that, so then it's a nice number. So he's given this, cause, you know, from Shastra and everything like that. He's unlimited, but, you know, for we see from the examples given that the devotees are attracted to Krishna just with these qualities. So it's not that you have to have more to become attracted. So if after hearing these, we're still not attracted, don't worry. If we heard more, you still wouldn't be. Right? It's a matter of you perform service, the heart becomes purified, the devotion develops, then one will become attracted.
So now this is the last one, the beauty.
Yes, that's personal.
And in the opulence, it is the first one, the sixth opulence.
In the 64.
In the sixth opulence.
Right? Yes.
It considers the first one, the main one. No?
Which?
In the sixth opulence, if you say.
Like, beauty is the main.
In the main.
Because from that, everything else comes.
Yes.
Because the beauty has the opulence. Like you see, someone's, let's say, very beautiful, they get all facility.
Yes.
Just by being beautiful.
Yes.
Right, you know, it's just like, let's say, what is it, Miss World or Miss Universe,
yes,
or like this, you know. So, what do you want? Oh, we want world peace. They'll all say that, right?
Yes.
You know, so like that. But from their position, they can go anywhere, meet anybody, any celebrity, any head of state, anybody in any position. They can't because of the beauty. So that's the thing: is beauty is then the first of the opulences. The others expand from there. We also see is that what we're talking about. The beauty, then that's the quality of Aniruddha, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there, the Shakti,
yes,
that the beauty is there, you know? And so then he's able, by that, then that attracts everybody. That's the goal of everything. That makes sense. And others are used to get there,
yes,
right? Means if you have enough money, you can attract beauty,
yes,
right? Yes. That makes sense. Or power, or, you know, any of these others. So then that's there. That makes sense. Yes.
That's once you were explaining that beauty is more in the mood, not so much in the...
That's there. So it's that. But at the same time, it's for Krishna. The mood is good and he looks good. Everything's good. Like that. You know, because he's always perfect, he'll always be the most attractive. While others, then, if they're trying to be attractive, they look attractive, and when they're not, then it disappears. Because what's attractive is the soul, right? The energy of the soul, or the life energy. So how it's being directed. The body is not specifically attractive. You know, it's just certain things can allow for that beauty to come out. But for Krishna, then he is beauty. So on all levels, right?
Yes. He is a body.
Yes. Srila Prabhupada, the above statements describe some of the wonderful reservoirs of pleasure within Krishna, as well as the transcendental qualities of his personality. So some of the wonderful reservoirs, right? So it means each one is like a reservoir, so it's unlimited, right? As well as the transcendental, and some of his transcendental qualities. The transcendental qualities of Krishna are compared to the ocean. No one can estimate the length and breadth of the ocean. But as one can understand the ocean's content simply by testing one drop of it, so these statements will give us some understanding of Krishna's transcendental position and qualities. Right? So we get a taste of the drop. That's what Lord Chaitanya, even he's talking to Sanatana Goswami, or Rupa Goswami. Then he's saying, I can't describe the whole thing, but I can give you a taste of a drop. Right? So all the knowledge is within that drop. It's just that, and there's an unlimited volume of that. 2.1, 2.19. In time, learned philosophers or scientists might be able to count all the atoms of the earth, the particles of snow, or perhaps even the shining molecules radiating from the sun, the stars and other luminaries. But among these learned men, who could possibly count the unlimited transcendental qualities possessed by you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who have descended onto the surface of the earth for the benefit of all living entities? Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.7. Srila Prabhupada. In the 10th canto, 14th chapter, verse 7 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma says, my dear Lord, the inconceivable qualities, beauties, and activities which you have revealed by your presence on this planet cannot be calculated by any material measurement. If one tries to imagine, Krishna may be like this, that is also impossible. The day may come when the material scientists, after many, many births or after many, many years, will be able to estimate the atomic constitution of the whole world. Or he may be able to count the atomic fragments that permeate the sky, or may even give an estimate of all the atoms within the universe. But still, he will never be able to count the transcendental qualities in your reservoir of transcendental bliss. Srila Jiva Goswami, you possess unlimited transcendental qualities, gunatmanaha, as your very nature. Let all of these millions of qualities, each with a different function, be counted. Is anyone able to count even a portion of the qualities which you manifest? Adi tirnasya, when you appear in this universe, asya, for the benefit of the jivas, hita. No one is able to count even those particular qualities, or these partial qualities. The impossibility of counting is then explained. In time, the intelligent may be able to count the particles of earth, snow, or light in the sky, but they cannot count your qualities.
Yeah. It is also said that when Krishna came to this 8,000 years ago, not so many people recognized him as God.
Yeah.
And he was expressing all this quality.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that people can see. You know what I'm saying? It's just so many people may have a good quality in that, but if there's a fault, we throw everything out. And by perception of the senses, then as the senses are faulty, we can always find faults. Does that make sense? You know, like a thermometer can tell temperature, so imperfect senses can perceive imperfections. So, So that's the point, is it's only through devotion he reveals himself. So if there's no devotion, you don't see him. Even though he's there, you could see, but you don't see. That's the opposite of he sees but does not see.
Two verses in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, one after each other. The first one says, you know, Krishna's name, form, so on, purely spiritual. And then the next one says, Atah Shri Krishna Nama De Napa Ved Grahya Vindra. Therefore, with our blood material senses, we cannot perceive them.
Next Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, study guide part 8, chapters 23 to 26. So contents, 23, Krishna's personality, 24, further traits of Sri Krishna, 25, devotees of Sri Krishna, 26, stimulation for ecstatic love. So does this end the southern part of the ocean?
Yeah.
Okay. Chapter 23, Krishna's personality. 2:1-20. Even though Krishna is the topmost jewel among unlimited heroes, endowed with eternal qualities, he is described as having three forms, which manifest according to the type of devotion in the devotee. 2:1-21. The Lord takes three forms, most perfect, more perfect, and perfect. These are described in Natya Shastra as best, medium, and inferior. Because you'll see a lot will be discussed with the Natya Shastra, because that's the literature that describes rasa. Right? They'll also be known as Rasa Shastra. So it's describing how the personality things work, how they interact. Because if you're going to do drama, you have to understand personality and the qualities, and then if they have this mood, then how they do things, how they walk, how they talk, something, so all these things are there. So you'll see Rupa Goswami a lot is quoting from Bharat Natya Shastra. So he's considered to be the authority. And in there, then, different aspects of rasa and interaction, those are all described there. And so here they'll be all this, those are generically described so actors can use them. But we see is that Rupa Goswami then is taking them and showing them, you know, how Krishna, being the source of all that, then how he's manifesting nicely. Because that's the point, is Shastra is simply what Krishna likes to do. So we see his 20th quality is, in the human, pastimes, is he acts according to Shastra.
Yes.
Right? The Shastra is describing him, and he acts according to that.
Yes. You know.
2:1-22. When Krishna manifests all qualities, he is described by the intelligent as most perfect. Manifesting the qualities incompletely, he is called more perfect. And manifesting even less qualities, he is called perfect. So whatever position, he's always perfect. So that's why you see the plenary portions or portions of plenary portions, they're still perfect. But Krishna, he manifests all qualities, he's most perfect. That's the position.
Now is this quality in the 64 qualities?
Yes, from this. Because you see is that how much you're dealing. Because in one pastime, they only need to manifest, a particular quality or a particular group of qualities. But you see in Krishna, all of them will be there in his pastimes. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Prabhupada ki.